Look, you gotta hear this guy, Johnny P. He does a great job with these interviews. You know, coming from someone like me, that goes a long way. Sure, I'd like more cowbell, but what are you gonna do? Welcome to the Johnny P. Show.
Hey, it's Johnny P. here, and if you've never seen the movie Windy City Heat, highly recommend you check it out. Written by Adam Carolla, Jimmy Kimmel, hilarious. I will say one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. I've probably watched it at least 10 times at the time of this recording. Scary Perry Caravello, the star of this movie, self-proclaimed star. Well, he thinks the whole thing's real. Everyone else knows it's fake. So if you're into that whole Borat punked, you know, style of movie or TV show, Windy City Heat is definitely for you. I was able to talk to Scary Perry. This was in early 2012. So let's hear from the Scare Master himself and find out how he learned how to unleash the fury. So we've got Scary Perry here. And first thing I got to ask you, Scary, how did you become a star? Obviously, you're a star from the legendary Windy City Heat and the Big Three. How did you, know you were going to be a star?
It started back when I was a grocery clerk. This is back in 1988, and I lived, I lived in Tarzana with my mom and my aunt and my uncle. And I was working for Lucky's Market, and I transferred from the Costa Mesa store to the Woodland Hills store. And the manager at the Woodland Hills store goes, "Why do you want to be a grocery clerk?" And I looked at him, and I says, "The benefits, the union benefits are the best." The health benefits, they're fantastic. You get medical, dental, chiropractic, psychiatric. It's awesome. I mean, dude, why else wouldn't you want to work for the grocery store? I says, any idiot on the planet would want to work for a company that gives you all your insurance plans. And he looks at me and he kind of chuckles. And then he says, "Well," he goes, "you're not a grocery clerk." He says, "You're a comedian." He says, "Well, get your ass out there and do some stand-up comedy." He says, "There's stand-up comedy clubs over at the Valley Hilton Hotel." He says, "There's a club." He says, "There's a club in Encino." He goes, "There's clubs all over Hollywood." He goes, "You're a comedian. You're not a grocery clerk." And I kind of thanked him, but I didn't agree with them. So I started to go to this club. Back then it was called the Laugh Stop. And then the Laugh Stop turned into the LA Cabaret. So I went in there and I kind of went in and was doing some real dorky stand-up bits. And I mean, I'd get thrown off the stage within a couple minutes.
Is this before doing the the Sam Kinison style?
No, it wasn't even that yet. I didn't even know Sam Kinison yet. So I didn't even really know what I was talking about, bottom line. It was one of those. Then you want to talk about Sam Kinison. One time I heard Sam on the radio. He was on 95.5 KLOS for the 5 o'clock funnies. And I'm listening to this guy talking, and all of a sudden he starts screaming. And then I'm thinking, wait a second, my dad's on the radio? I couldn't believe it. I'm thinking, this guy's, my father's on the radio yelling at somebody. And then I got into listening to his bit, and I realized who it was Sam Kinison. And I couldn't believe Sam reminded me so much of my dad, because that's how my dad used to act. He used to start yelling at us kids when we were little kids. You know, put your toys away, do this, do that, and as things went along, I got into the biz a little bit more, and, I met up with a couple of comedy writers, and J.R. Horst was my very first comedy writer, and he helped me out with a grocery store bit, and we put together a grocery store bit. But it really wasn't a yelling bit yet.
Yeah.
Okay, it was more set of punch. And my memory's not the greatest, but it took me a while to get that bit memorized. Doing that for a while, doing some of the small coffee shops and comedy clubs. here in the San Fernando Valley, here in the LA area.
So you were doing stand up, and then when did you join the team for Windy City Heat?
Back in 1992, I started going from the San Fernando Valley into the little comedy clubs here in the valley and the coffee shops doing stand up comedy, open mic bits and stuff. After my ex-wife and I split up and I went back into doing open mic comedy, I kind of said to myself, I got to check out the clubs from the Valley into the Hollywood side and the Santa Monica side. So I went over the hill one time to the Westwood Comedy Store. And the Westwood Comedy Store was in this basement bar, this wine cellar in the basement of a restaurant. And that was the Westwood Comedy Store.
Okay.
And that's where I met Don Barris and a guy named Dante, and started doing stand-up there. And there's where I kind of turned into doing something similar to Sam Kennison.
Okay.
Because back in 92, my distant cousin's daughter had a high school graduation party at their new house in Thousand Oaks. And every time he would turn around, my cousin Joe would wig out and start yelling at somebody over some ridiculous shit. let me watch my mouth there.
No, you can't.
Some ridiculous stuff.
No, it's a podcast.
It
you can swear.
Hilarious.
It's
hilarious. You know, you turn around and I would just reenact everything Joe would do, and he would yell over it, and it just got funny.
It is funny.
And his wife tried to cook 10 pounds of spaghetti in two pots that are maybe worth 3 pounds max.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. It was hilarious. And I told her, you know, you don't need to put all that spaghetti in. That's just way too much spaghetti to put in those pots. They go, all you need is 3 pounds, you know. And then I just shut my mouth.
Exactly.
But and I wanted to laugh because then she goes looking. I said, well, you know, if you don't want the spaghetti to stick to the pot, I go, you got to put some oil in there. Some, you know, some olive oil. She goes, oh, I don't have any olive oil, but I do have some peanut oil. And I'm rolling my eyes in the back of my head. I'm going, oh, God, this is going to be hilarious.
Yeah, right. And you know it's not going to work out right. And the comedic part comes when people are getting mad and they're yelling because it's funny, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It was hilarious.
When did you meet Mole?
I met Walter Molinsky at the Comedy Store back in 92, but it was not like when Don and I first met. It was more like in the fall time, I'm thinking, of 92.
Okay.
Like early fall or like around September, October of 1992, Don brings me into the Comedy Store like he's trying to do to me all the time. And I sometimes refuse and sometimes I'll say, yeah, I'll come down. But he has me go into the main Comedy Store in Hollywood. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Don calls a comedy competition. Out of the blue, there's a comedy competition, yeah. So he has Mo go up on stage. What kind of joke does Mo have? He's got no joke with a setup or a punch. He's got this big can of Wesson shortening.
Okay.
Vegetable shortening?
Yeah, right. So he's got that on stage.
Right.
Okay.
He turns the key to open up the aluminum top, and now the aluminum top comes off. And there's music in the background. He dips his hand in there like a cup, and he takes out all this big gob of shortening, and it's in his hand, and he starts eating it.
Oh, my God.
It's disgusting. And I cover my eyes, and I go, I can't believe what I'm seeing. And then they wanted to have me do it. I'm like, oh, gross. No way.
Was the crowd laughing or what was going on?
He finishes off like a 2.5 pound or a 5 pound jar of shortening like it was the last meal that he's going to ever eat before he goes to prison or something.
And it was legit, too. Like, it was real.
It was definitely real.
Oh, man.
And I'm thinking, oh, God, this guy's going to have the shits for a week. I hope this is not on AM or FM radio.
No.
On the internet.
No, this is on the internet. So you go, yeah, go ahead and swear. It's like the Big Three podcast. You can let it, no restrictions.
Okay, so I can say, so I can use one of the seven words you can or cannot say on TV.
You can use one or all seven if you want.
Okay. All right. Chip as fuck up, motherfucker. And tits.
There you go. You got them all covered.
So that's George Carlin.
So Mole is in a comedy competition with you, but he's eating shortening on stage, and you had to try to, you know, beat that with regular jokes. That's got to be tough.
It was actually funny because I lost, of course. What am I going to do to beat what he just did?
Right.
I didn't have anything to beat that. I mean, what? Eat some chicks pussy while she's beating all over my face? Yeah, right.
Yeah. You could have rubbed the shortening on it if you want first.
Yeah, right.
So, obviously, you know, you've been in the comedy scene for a long time. Where did you get the nickname Scary Perry from?
Scary Perry came from a snow ski accident back in 1984. Second time on snow skis.
Okay.
Went up to Mount Baldy with my cousin Sam. Okay. I'm kind of breakdancing in the snow, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right.
you know when you're skiing the mountains of Southern California and you're basically skiing on your shoulders and rolling around in the snow as you're going down the mountain and stuff.
Yeah,
that's what Bill Cosby used to call breakdancing in the snow. yeah, because when I saw him at Irvine Meadows back in 1985. He was talking about the first time he went on skis up in Lake Tahoe. Hilarious. But back to breakdancing in the snow. I'm halfway down the one chair that was running at the time, and I put on my downhill ski. I put on my uphill ski. I just charged down the hill. Because back in my skateboarding days, back in the late 70s, my two favorite things to do was downhill and skate empty pools.
Okay.
Well, now we can't drain everybody's backyard. The skateboard park's opening up here, there, and everywhere.
Yep.
So draining everybody's swimming pool is out of the question, which was one of my goals in life back when I was a punk kid in Palm Springs, California.
Well, yeah, now there's skate parks everywhere. So, you know what, tell us about Scary Perry Skateboards. You have your own line of skateboards, and they're pretty popular from what I'm hearing.
Oh, thanks. Just not as popular as I'd like to see on the sales block because I'm not selling as much as I wish I could.
Well, how can somebody get a hold of one of your skateboards?
You can order my skateboards online only at www.scaryperry. That's S as in Sam, C as in cat, A R Y, P as in Peter, E double R Y, skateboards. S K, the number 8. Boards, BOARDS. Again, SK, the number 8, and boards. That's skateboards.com.
With the number 8 in there.
The word skateboards is SK, the number 8, and boards.
Got it. So no, the number 8 has to be in there. Does the word skate work too, or just the number 8?
Just the number 8.
Okay. When you were.
I closed down the other site.
Why'd you do that?
Well, because it's just, I wanted it to be a little exotic, and I just didn't want the expense any longer.
Okay.
And I wanted everybody to see and realize I'm not just some straight arrow.
Right.
I'm exotic.
And so you put a number in there and make people think, you know, a little different, right?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Makes sense. When you were doing Windy City Heat, you were part of, obviously, the Big Three. Everybody knows about the Big Three. Everyone knows about Windy City Heat, you, Don, and Mole. What did you learn from that experience? I mean, obviously that was a major major ordeal, put you in the spotlight. What did you learn when it was all said and done?
Actually, Windy City Heat was a conglomeration of different film projects / stand-up projects from 1992 to the year 2002.
Wow.
I know. I know.
It's a long time.
Dude, I've had so many problems with Don and Mole throughout the years. I filed restraining orders against the both of them. I put them under pressure. They put me under pressure. It was just obnoxious. Then one day I come home from my family's print shop for a little lunch. It's about, I don't know, 11:30, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and my phone rings. It's Don Barris. This is the exact phone call. I'm going to reenact the phone call for you. You're going to love it.
We're going to do a little mole play here, right?
Hold on. I'm going to reenact the phone call. Hello? Perry, be home Thursday, 1 o'clock. We're picking you up. I go, Don, you're not supposed to call me. Did you forget I got you on a restraining order? Be home at 1 o'clock. We're picking you up. We're making the movie. I go, shut the fuck up, and I hung up on him. Okay?
Okay.
30 minutes later, here's the next phone call. Bring. There is Bobcat. Do not hang up the phone. The funds are in. We are making the movie. I just wouldn't stop screaming. I loved it.
That's awesome.
I started crying and everything. It was like the best phone call ever.
Man, I mean, that was...
Wait, calling me up.
Yeah, I mean, well, when Bobcat called you, then it's probably, okay, listen, they're not fucking with me this time.
Exactly.
Because that's usually, you know, I could only imagine working with Don.
That was the ticket right there.
I mean, I would say...
Bobcat called me.
What's the percentage of actual, like, factual information that comes from Don on a daily basis? Is he about half telling the truth, or is it kind of all bullshit?
Because you never know when Don is for real or when he's an act, because he likes to be funny 24/7, but he's not. I'm a realist, okay?
Right.
I like to be funny, but I also am very real with what I do.
Right.
And I gotta be straight and narrow. If you know what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, I mean, well, you got to be able to turn it off for a little bit so you get some business done.
I mean, there's things out there that you got to do, you know, without screwing things up or messing around. I mean, like when you go grocery shopping, you got to pick up the grocery, the gallon of milk and put it in your cart and not just pick it up and throw it on the ground and let it splatter all over the grocery store, you know.
Even though that'd be pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
So, is there any chance of a Windy City Heat reunion? I mean, I know you have the podcast, but what about on screen?
How to answer that? I would love for Windy City Heat 2 to happen. I keep bugging the both of them, Don and Mole, about it. They're hiding one thing after another from me, not letting me know what's going on. There's stuff on like Facebook stating that they're going to be doing a reality TV show, calling it something like another Perry's project.
Okay.
Where it's like my mansion, and I got these two buffoons that are going to jerk me around at my mansion.
That sounds like
whatever they want to do for me. I mean, shoot.
That sounds like a pretty good show.
Go for it.
Seems like a fun show. Obviously, you know, you're a big star in the comedy world by working on Windy City Heat and, you know, Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel. They were all involved in the things you've worked on, much sought after. Have you ever thought about retiring from comedy?
Never. I'm like George Burns, my friend, but I don't smoke cigars or cigarettes. But again, I'm like George Burns. I will do this comedy scene till the day I die.
That's good to hear.
As well as skateboard. I can't leave that one out. I am going to skateboard till I'm 90 years old. Ow!
If there's someone out there that wants to hire you to put together like an all-star team of, you know, of comedy guys, how can they contact you?
Go to my, you can email me at scaryperry@knac.com. Again, that's S-C-A-R-Y, P as in Peter, E-R-R-Y, at K as in King, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, C as in cat.com.
All right, and they can work with you on what the project is and see if it's something you might be interested in or not.
Exactly.
So we know about the Big Three podcast. What other projects? Are you allowed to talk about any projects you're working on, any kind of stand-up or specials or anything like that?
Well, what we're working on now is the Big Three podcast, and it's been going pretty good. We worked over at Adam Cola's studio for about a year, and now we're in a secret location over there in West Hollywood, California. And it's going pretty good. I guess the way Don's got things working out for us, things are going up for us. Forward to, you know, hearing all the good stuff that's starting to happen.
Did you guys get kicked out of that?
They're hiding a lot of stuff from me, too. So they know I'm not stupid, and they know I figure out a lot. So,
right. They probably figure that if they throw a lot of bullshit at you and you get through most of it, there's still going to be some that sticks, right?
Of course.
Did you get kicked out of the Adam Carolla Studios?
I didn't get kicked out of the Adam Carolla Studios personally. I don't know what that whole beef was, but there was somebody that got kicked out of there one day. I forgot whom.
Okay. I know there was...
Yeah, I don't remember what that was all about, but there was somebody got yanked from the studios.
All right.
But when it came to us doing our show at Adam Carolla Studios again for another year, it just started to Adam Carolla wanted to charge us more money.
Hmm.
I mean, he was charging us a lot to begin with, and then he wanted to up the rate.
Oh, that sucks.
And I'm like, oh, forget this. We got to move forward.
Yeah, I mean, especially you were adding a really good podcast to his group of podcasts, so you shouldn't really be charging for that.
Yeah, and he wanted to charge us more money, so we just said, forget it. We're going to move forward.
All right.
And you know, tape somewhere else.
I'm going to bring in one of our fans over here to ask you a question. His name's G-Dub. Let me get him in. Hang on.
Okay.
G-Dub. Okay. Dude, I got Scary Perry is on the phone right now. Oh, my God. Scary Perry, what up, son? What's up, Scary Perry? How's it going, man?
What's your name?
My name is Gerald Jabinski. They call me G-Dub. G-Dub to the feet up. What up, son?
Okay.
He's Perry, he's like a white rapper wannabe. So he's kind of a dork. Oh, where are we, dork? What up, son? G-Dub to the feet up. What up, son? Let me ask Scary Perry a question, if you don't mind.
Let me give you a bit of advice.
Yeah, what's
you're
up, son?
Holding the phone too close to your mouth.
Yeah.
But a microphone like this. So take the phone away from your mouth and talk.
Yeah, and G-Dub, take the dick out of your mouth too, will you? Oh, what up, son? Yo, that's some fucked up shit. You can't be saying that shit. What up, son? Scary Perry, let me ask you a question. What up, son? When you got in the business, when you first became a star, who's your first coach? Randy Callahan? What up, son? All right, G-Dub, that's enough.
What was he saying?
He said...
In English?
I think he said... Yeah, G-Dub, get out of here. Yeah, he's a little special. He said, was your first person you worked with Randy Caliban?
The Randy Callahan guy was a casting director from the very first commercial I did. The very first commercial I did, there were so many nice, warm, loving, and respectful people on this film set, and the women were just gorgeous everywhere. And there was one chick on the film set that looked like Shannon Doherty that hung out with me more or less throughout our commercial shoot. And she came up to me at the end of the day.
Yo, Perry, she hot. Shannon Doherty, man. She a piece of ass. You know what I'm saying? What up, Shannon? Yeah. She a piece of what up, Shannon?
Well, the Shannon Doherty look-alike chick was a actress and a singer. And she asked me to guide her back to the freeway.
Yeah.
So I told her to follow me. So she's following me over to the freeway. I pull over as we just started to get on the freeway.
Yo, Perry, you got her with your dick?
I walked over to her car and I asked her if she's all right on her way home. And she said she'll be fine.
Yeah, because you got her with your dick, right?
I handed her to her car to give her a goodbye kiss on the cheek. She kind of freaked out thinking that I'm going to rape her.
Yeah.
She gets back to her house. she calls our casting director and says, oh, he's going to rape me.
Yo, Perry.
And, or it was bullshit, whatever.
Yeah, what up, Sharon? Did you actually rape her or what?
Well, I got in trouble with this whole ordeal.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then Randy Callahan calls me into the office the next day.
Yeah.
And he says to me that I got to do him a favor, and I didn't like the favor that he wanted me to do.
What's he going to do?
That's the Randy Callahan story.
What's he going to do? You going to make you rape him? Like Shannon Doherty raping? Yo, what up, Shannon? All right, G-Dub.
Imagination flow, okay?
Perry, this guy's really special. Yeah, this guy's got some mental problems over here, this G-Dub character. Yeah. He said, he asked me, did you rape Shannon Doherty?
No.
That's good, because that wouldn't be very nice if you did. And you did not rape Randy Callahan either, right?
No.
Okay. Good. All right, G-Dub, I'm gonna show this guy the door. He's kind of special.
Yeah, what up, Shannon? Is Scary Perry up in this bitch? Yo, man, Scary Perry.
All right. That's enough.
Bye.
Yeah, exactly. Bye. All right. So, yeah, appreciate answering those questions. Can't wait to air this interview. It's hilarious, man. We're big fans.
Don't forget to send me my $1,000 paycheck.
Oh! All right, man. Thanks, right, dude. See ya.
Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks.
So there is the interview with Perry Caravello, a.k.a. Scary Perry, from Windy City Heat. If you've never seen that movie, definitely check it out. Written by Adam Carolla, Jimmy Kimmel, and their group. It's just hilarious. I could watch it over and over again. At the end of the interview, you heard a question asked in character. That was a character I used to play in another podcast called G-Dub. You may hear from him again one day. He's a bit of a white rapper slash just complete moron who likes to ask annoying questions. He asked about Randy Callahan. That's a story that if you've seen Windy City Heat, you know Perry had to, quote, do something to him as a way to break into the industry. Yeah, he's not too proud of it, but it seems to be brought up like in every interview. So if you want to know more about that, you can Google it up. Perry Caravello, Randy Callahan, pretty funny stuff. I'll talk to you next time.
Ho!
You can find more great podcasts at lifestylepodnetwork.com.au.